Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs, 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, who are you? What do you do?
Bob, I'm Scott McTaggart. I'm the regional director for PA and the Mid-Atlantic for a company called Eagle Dream Technologies. When it comes to putting businesses into the cloud, we're the best there is in North America.
Love it. Question number two, what's the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
I know it's not like exactly the right thing to do to be so, I don't know, arrogant or whatever, but we're not really having problems right now. Like, you and I are recording here in the midst of coronavirus quarantine, and I think we just hired 3 people yesterday.
Hey, be honest about it. You know, that part there. There's a difference between being honest and arrogant.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will fake the humility, and I don't know. We're doing fine.
Right, yeah. As long as you're chill about it, you're not like, well, I'm the only one you've ever had who's never had any problems. Look at me. I'm so awesome. Yeah, flex the arms and everything. Yeah, we're not doing that here. So question number four, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry like yourself that you think would be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
So I would recommend – there's a friend of mine – who is probably the best tactical B2B sales rep I've ever met. His name is Dan Fennell. He works for a company called Mind Matrix. I'd be happy to make that intro for you. He is on my own podcast, you know, where we talk about, you know, sales tactics and whatnot. Dan is probably, if not the most popular guest we ever had, probably one of the top three.
Well, I will look him up afterwards and let you know if I want an introduction, because you never know. I like to look up people before I say sure, because you never know who gets thrown on there.
Hey, man, I get it. You're big wheeling me. No big deal.
Yeah, I'm totally big wheeling you right now, saying look how important and awesome I am. No, there we go there. All right, let's get to question number five. What advice do you want to share with working with other companies in the B2B industry?
So I think everyone is looking for that edge, that competitive move that they can make. And they're very interested in how to keep up with other companies. They're very interested in sort of what they're supposed to do to take the next step. You see, both my parents were enterprise sales reps. You know, 30 years ago, the advice was a lot simpler. It was computers. It was databases, like much, much simpler stuff. Mm-hmm. Now you've got to dig deeper. And the first thing I would do is I would say, write down exactly what it is that you wish was possible, irrespective of what you think exists, irrespective of what tools you believe exist in the world right now. What do you wish you could do right now with a magic wand? And then write that down and then start working from that. Start bringing in your people that maybe you don't even hear from that much. Bring in your technology folks, your vendors, and just say, look, this is our magic wand goal. Put it up on a whiteboard. That's our goal. Help me get there. And sure, not everybody's going to be able to take you to the granular level. A lot of people are going to say something like, well, I can do part of your goal, or I can get you halfway there. But it is a skill to work with ambiguity. And that is, you have to start from the goal, then break it into smaller pieces, and then break it into even smaller pieces and get the whole team involved. The other piece of this that you'll hear in all these comments is, this means you got to get real serious about what your priorities are. Like, you're not going to go around and tell everyone that this is your magic wand goal if it's something you just half-heartedly came up with. It has to be a game changer of such an epic level that you're willing to do 10, 12, 50 meetings on it to get there. So right. I guarantee you, somewhere along the line, someone said at Netflix, wouldn't it be nice if we could just watch movies over the internet? Yep. And everyone told that person that it was impossible to do. And whoever that person was not likely to be a cloud expert, a storage expert, a streaming expert, a costing expert. All of the things that are the component parts of that lofty goal are one of the reasons why Netflix is the dominant force in their chosen industry. But they had to be willing to believe that it was a possible outcome with this magic wand thinking, and then be comfortable with the ambiguity of it and say, okay, I may not know how to get there, but I do know how to get people working on it and actually break it into smaller and smaller and smaller parts until it's things that I understand with price tags I can say yes and no to. Mm-hmm. And this is prevalent everywhere. Everyone is in a Blockbuster versus Netflix fight, whether they realize it or not. And you've got to figure out what it is that would make you Netflix. Mm-hmm. And you really do have to jump across this leap of faith with your whole team, with your vendors, with your trusted advisors, and break it into small enough parts that you now understand it. And you actually have an actionable plan of, I'm going to write this check to this person to secure this IP, to build this application that is going to cost this much, that I will price like this, that will then give me a dominant place far ahead of my competition.
Love it. I love it, everything you're agreeing with. And another thing I want to talk about Blockbuster is, granted, they decided not to go the Netflix route. They could have gone the Redbox route.
But at the time of, again, if you had said to people that you were thinking about streaming the entirety of the world's cinema over the internet, everyone would have told you, that's too hard. That's a pipe dream. It's a thesis paper. Don't get started.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it. I completely agree. Let's get to question number six. Most important question of the podcast. Scott, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
I literally can't. I don't even remember that far back.
So let me make sure I understand real quick. You're telling me that you sell so much, you don't remember your first time.
So I've been doing this since I was like 17, and I can't tell you. I've been racking my brain because you told me in advance about this question. You told me, you're like, I'm going to ask you to remember this. And I literally, I've even been asking people, like, do you remember? People that I know that were like in my orbit at the time.
Right.
I couldn't tell you with a gun to my head, Bob.
Yeah, you're just selling all over the place, selling with everyone.
It was probably 25 years ago. And all I can tell you is it was back before, dinosaurs were done roaming the earth. So
love it there. So, Scott, you have 2 minutes and 9 seconds left. Promo time, ask me a question, talk about the weather, or send the best know when to be concise and when to end. We end early. Your choice.
All right. So let's start with the promo for Eagle Dream. I'll just make that very simple. We literally are in the business of inventing what is going to happen tomorrow. But I got here basically because I was the host of my own podcast called Pitchworks, which is about basically like analyzing how people got to where they are today. And it's this mental floss move, right? It's this idea of sort of finding common threads. And I do think, even though we've been on hiatus for probably about 6 months, you can look to other people's stories for inspiration. Going back to that, my whole thing about keeping up with the Joneses, keeping up with, you know, where innovation is, find people that are in a different business than you and listen for similarities. There's only like 6 problems out there. Mm-hmm. They just manifest over and over the same ways, you know. And if you want to check that out, it's at Pitchworks, PitchWerks. Like I said, it's all back catalog, but I don't know. Maybe you'll find somebody that's a stand-up comic or, AI entrepreneur or whatever that tells you sort of what's out there, what's possible. In terms of asking you a question, I guess I have one simple question, and it's this. So as you talk to people and as you start to look at how people answer the advice question, right, where do you wish people would go with that answer? What is the area that you feel like the answers have not filled in the blanks for you? What's your blind spot based on the answers you've gotten so far?
Honestly, like you, I don't sound arrogant, but I haven't had any blind spots in that area there. So
so every area is covered that you would ever want anybody to
I think so, that part there. And we are done. That is 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Say your website real quick.
That's eagledream.com.
Perfect. Already in the description there. Scott, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching and listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.